This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and it is Sunday evening, and you can call in and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And Ian's sitting in the, what do we call that?
The second chair?
Second chair this evening. I'm running the show.
The support role?
The support role. Well, I certainly am going to need that. So, I've got an article here from Reason that I think is kind of controversial right now.
We like that.
Yeah. So, Trump, he's a big deal right now. He's ahead in, as far as the delegates go, I don't know. It looks like Cruz might be catching up. But regardless, Trump's still in the lead. And the reason, really, the way that he made his chops was through sort of the immigration debate that goes on in this country. And many people who may disagree with Trump still,
I thought he made his chops just because he's, you know, says what he wants to say.
Trump was, I swear I remember a story where Trump paid people to come to his event in New Hampshire because nobody was coming. And, you know, that's not a surprise back then. You're talking about, like, June or something of last year, maybe even earlier than that. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know if it was in that early. But, yes, I recall vaguely the story.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, a lot of the candidates, it just wasn't that exciting back then, but they were trying to get their ground game going in New Hampshire. And it wasn't until, I think it was in June at the, it might have been at the Freedom Fest event where he had that speech that kind of got things going. And I believe that might have been where he said that, Mexico isn't sending us their best and, the rapists and that kind of comment. And that's what really sort of set things off. And he's going to build a wall. And every time anybody says anything about the wall, he's going to build it 10 feet higher.
And he's going to make Mexico pay for it, he says.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I thought I remembered at first that he was going to make them build it. And which makes perfectly good sense, right? You know, why in the world would you want U.S. laborers at, $45 an hour plus benefits to build your wall when you could get Mexican laborers to do it at $3 an hour or whatever?
That would be pretty ironic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, just put it on the other side. It's just a line in the sand. Just put it on the other side of the line on the sand. No big deal. But, he keeps on saying it's going to be a wonderful wall. It's going to be an amazing wall. I wonder if it's going to be like a mall or something on the inside where, like, the whole way, the whole 1,500, 1,800 miles, however far it is, it's just going to be one giant mall.
The Trump border strip mall?
Yeah, where you can, well, it wouldn't be a strip mall because it'd be contained inside. A strip mall, usually all the stores face out towards the road.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, it'd be like, and malls are basically dinosaurs that are going away as time goes by, but you might be able to get people with those duty-free shopping and stuff.
Did you ever see I don't know which website it was, but I'm sure if you search for abandoned malls, you'll find it. Did you ever see there's like a webpage that put up a bunch of pictures of a lot of different malls, somebody going inside them with a nice camera taking pictures of like it's being regrown. Like there's plants taking over inside these malls, and it's just a weird, creepy thing to look at these old malls that are just decrepit and no one goes there anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, I got out of prison in 1998, and I went to the mall because I didn't know where else you shop for things.
Yeah.
So, like, first go around, I went to, I think it was Belk Lindsay, and bought, like, some towels and some sheets. And I'm like, this is expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't do anything but talk to anybody that day about how expensive this was. And they're like, you don't go there. You go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx or wherever.
Overstock.com.
Overstock.com, and you can use Bitcoin. Or you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and do your
But you
Amazon
couldn't do that in 1998.
No. And so I was just stunned that it's so much less expensive at these places. So ever since then, I haven't had anything to go to the mall for.
No.
You don't buy clothes there. You buy them at, the discount places. You don't buy, jewelry. You know, what else is there at malls? I mean, not much.
You know, when I was a kid, a mall was attractive because
there were other kids.
There was like a video game store or two or something like that. But there was never really anywhere else I went besides that.
Yeah, the video game store is always good because you can go in there and you can get the latest titles before video games just came to you streamed over the internet.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, malls seem to be.
It's fascinating to watch the decline of the mall industry.
Well, it's change, and that's what you can expect in any industry. And so I don't expect to be a giant mall along the border. But
I would like to see a story of a mall that is vibrant. I mean, a mall that is managed to change with the times. Because in theory, you should be able to. I mean, this isn't true of all businesses, right? Some businesses, they go out of business, and nobody uses that product or service anymore for the most part. And malls could be that way. But is there a way for a mall to kind of stay on top of their game and innovate and actually bring people in and, you know, get people excited about going to the mall anymore? I don't know what, you know, Santa Claus is kind of, that's kind of all they got,
Where do the 14-year-olds go if they don't go to the mall? I don't know the answer.
Go destroy things in the neighborhood.
Yeah, okay. What a delight. That's what you need the security guards for at the mall. Hear from Reason.com off there.
Yes, an aside, back to Donald Trump.
Right. Reason.com from their hit-and-run blog by Zach Weissmiller. Donald Trump is wrong on immigration, sanctuary cities, and refugees. Here are the facts. Mm. So are you prepared, America, to apparently be wrong? Because
No, they're not.
I've seen a lot of research on immigrants, and much of the stuff that's said about them just isn't true. Now, I think that there's things that we can set up as far as immigration to address people's concerns, but at least those concerns should be true. For instance, immigrants come here and live off the teat of government. Well, that would be nice to know, and especially they can do it, but generally they don't do it. They want to work, and there's statistics to show that illegals are working, but that doesn't stop these John versus Juan emails that go around and say, Juan makes $60,000 a year off of government subsidies, and John has to work his butt off for $25,000 a year. And, you know, just sort of perpetuating this the whole world, works off of the white man's back or something like that. That story. The shocking ascent of Donald Trump to the head of the GOP field began with a single, audacious, visually arresting campaign promise to build a giant wall along the U.S. southern border and force Mexico to pay for it. Trump didn't get to that big, beautiful wall until week four of the campaign, but he demonized Mexican immigrants when he announced his candidacy. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Did he really say that?
He did. Yeah, he mentioned that.
At least he said that.
There's certainly... this is the thing that's true, right? Like, if you have to hundreds of thousands or millions of people
coming. Someone's going to be a drug dealer.
Somebody's going to be a drug dealer.
Somebody's going to be a murderer.
Somebody's going to be a rapist. Yeah. Like, there's no doubt that that's a true statement. It's just to be true, to be sort of actually true, they would have to be disproportionately more druggy, rapey, or killy
than
Americans.
And they're not, right?
They're not.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Aren't they actually less likely, statistically, to be those things?
They stay under the cover because they don't want to go back to Mexico.
Right, so it's hard to get statistics.
They're careful. Yeah. No, there are statistics on... Sure, we know we're arresting what their citizenship is, so we can compare that to the general population.
Okay.
And the answer is no, they're not.
But what you can't compare, though... Okay, so even though you can compare arrest statistics... You still can't compare that per capita based on their population, meaning that you can do a census, you can guesstimate at how many people live here, but ultimately, if people are trying to stay below the radar, all you can really do is take a shot in the dark at how many immigrants are here.
Well, so the highest number that's ever been floated was 20 million. And okay. as we know, with the economic downturn,
some people have left.
There have been net decreases in immigrants. People sneaking across the border to Mexico.
Go back.
Right, to go back, because there's just not jobs for them. Apparently, they don't want to live off of the welfare here, or didn't feel like they could get it or whatever, because they're leaving to go back to Mexico. I would assume that a slacker that made it across the border wants to stay because they can get the welfare that's supposedly just so easy for them to get in these sanctuary cities and that sort of thing, that they'd want to stay and take advantage of that compared to Mexico. But no, the evidence shows that they were leaving to go across the border. Why do you think that is? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. One more time. 855-450-3733. I want to know, why are Mexicans going the other direction?
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Market Insurance Agency is a DBA of Insear Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking here about, well, this hit-and-run blog off of Reason.com. They say that Trump's wrong when it comes to immigration, and they cite a lot of facts here, and I thought it'd be worth learning a little something. Reason.com, not the place you go to, you know, hear just a bunch of stuff that you might want to hear. They give you the cold, hard facts, and they take on the issues, and I love them for that reason. I also love taking Super Beats. Super Beats is a supplement I've been taking for, I guess, a couple of months now. And what it does is it addresses heart health issues. So if you've been listening, you're probably familiar with me talking about the Nobel Prize winning authors of the study that in 1998 that addressed nitric oxide. And Super Beats is made by one of the guys from that team, the team of the guy from that team, basically. And it's made from beets, but it doesn't taste like beets. It tastes like sort of berry cherry flavor. And you can feel an energy boost within about 20 minutes, but I think that that's just sort of a secondary bonus to Super Beats. Really what it is it handles high blood pressure, cardiovascular health, that sort of thing. If you don't feel the results, you don't pay. It's guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see that it's working. It's very comforting when you use these strips because, oh, there you go. You know it's working. You wait 20 minutes, 30 minutes after taking Super Beats, and then you can see that it's working. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of this comes with free shipping. You can go to ftlbeats.com or call 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940.
All right, so Donald Trump.
Yep, going back. In later speeches, Trump compared Mexican immigration to the Mariel boat lift in which Castro intentionally released criminals from Cuba's prisons and insane asylums, too, I might add, and sent them to South Florida along with refugees escaping communism. In the video below, Professor Joel Fetzer explains how the comparison isn't apt, pointing out that the migration from Mexico has been on a downward slope since 2005. Hmm. Fetzer also debunks a number of other immigration myths, that immigrants increase unemployment among natives, that they increase the violent
crime
rate.
This is a big one, yeah. Right? The claim that they're taking our jobs. Now, do they break down and give you detail in the story on those claims?
They do in this referenced article on the issue of whether or not they're taking the jobs. Do you want to step down and look at that?
I think that's an important one to talk about. I mean, I understand that, that obviously this is an issue we've discussed before here on Free Talk Live, but immigration is one of those issues that people are still upset about. People are still concerned with. It's a key issue when it comes to election season, and every politician has to say something about it, it seems like. They make a big to-do about immigration and talk about, you know, cracking down, and then, of course, later on down the line when they actually get elected, it doesn't happen, you know, as harshly as they'd promised. And I think that's good. I mean, I don't want to see a harsh crackdown on people who, for the most part, in my opinion, are coming here to make a better life for themselves. But some people believe that the ones who are working, so there's the belief that there's immigrants who just don't work, and I'm sure there are some who don't, but in my experience, they've been hardworking folks, the ones that I've known. And, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the reference data here is pretty extensive.
And on the claim as to whether or not they are taking people's jobs.
Yeah, there's 10 pages on this PDF, so I'm not going to be able to go through that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of
expecting,
you know,
that question.
So let me just take a crack at what they might be saying and boiling down the 10 pages. As far as taking jobs, there are jobs that Americans just don't seem to want, number one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, working out in fields, not exactly a real pleasant job to have.
There was a story out of Georgia when they got...
A few years ago.
Yeah, this is quite a few years ago. They had stopped... Basically, they'd passed all these laws against illegal immigrants and that sort of thing with the intention
of... weren't they aping the Arizona laws, I think?
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, I think they were.
And they, with the intention of bringing probationers and people who are on parole and that sort of thing in to work the fields. You know, these people will work the fields, because if they don't work the fields, we'll send them back to prison. They actually had people, like, you know, saying,
take me back.
Take me back to prison. I don't want to work in your stinking fields. I can't do this.
I can't blame them.
And
I didn't want to work outside when I was in jail.
Well,
I was in jail for civil disobedience, and I was grateful to have been given the kitchen detail. Because if you don't do what they tell you in jail, usually you go to solitary confinement.
The well, okay. So here's an analogy for you. One of the things, the Mongols, the conquerorist people in the history of the world, Mongols conquered more of the world than anybody else. They had this system where they would attempt to keep the next generation out on the steppes. The steppes was this, you know, people who are basically hunter-gatherers out there hunting food and that sort of thing. Because when they would come in and they'd work in, you know, they'd be, you know, the sons and daughters of royalty in the cities, they'd be soft and they wouldn't want to work. So what you'd see over and over again is that these people would conquer, and then they'd spread out, and then they'd get pushed back by the other kingdoms because they didn't have any they were only good at conquering, and they were only good at conquering when they were out on the steppes, when they were growing out, you know, growing up out there. And I would suggest that people like you and me, Ian, people who grew up in America, don't have what it takes to have built America. America was built by people who lived in the most desperate of circumstances.
Yeah.
People who were welcomed by the Statue of Liberty. Give us your poor, your weak, your weary and downtrodden.
Are they gonna
yearning to be free.
Yeah, are they going to change the Statue of Liberty after the wall gets built?
And I don't know what they're going to do with it. Probably not.
Maybe make it a statue to Trump.
I think that the Emma Lazarus poem, New Colossus, is just annoying to people who don't like immigrants. But
good. I hope it annoys them, because it's an important poem.
I think what's important is that we look at the reality, the statistics. And the reality and the statistics are there are jobs that Americans don't want to do. And if Americans did do those jobs, it would drive up the prices in the grocery store.
That's
produce
one point.
Is already really expensive. Do you want it to be more expensive?
So the point that there are some jobs that Americans don't want is one point, but that's not the only one. The other one is the idea that there's a finite amount of jobs. So to suggest that they're taking jobs suggests that there's only so many in the pie, so to speak, to give away, if you will. But the thing is, as more people come here, there are more jobs created. There,
right. Every one of those people that comes here to pick lettuce, like I saw down at Mexicali near the border when I was just on my trip recently, romaine lettuce grows a whole bunch of stuff out there in the desert, just throwing water on desert soil. And they, you know, all those people that pick that, they need places to sleep. They need to eat things. They need to, you know, drive around. Even if they're getting driven around on a bus,
yep,
they still, that bus needs fuel. So they require things to subsist. Somebody has to provide that stuff to them. That means it expands the marketplace. You know, the next generation, their kids then move up and do other jobs that then supply the next generation of immigrants. And I'll tell you, Americans aren't having enough kids to sort of replace the ranks anyway. So immigration, well, it's a net positive. It used to be you wanted to conquer land and you wanted to conquer people. The reason was those are resources. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Article here from Reason.com. It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
You can give us a call and comment on your thoughts on immigration or, frankly, whatever else it is you might want to talk about here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When you're online, you need protection.
ProXPN can help you with that. They can give you your privacy back because you don't have it by default these days. They're a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data right from your computer or your mobile device. So whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or you're using Linux, they've got support for you. Go to proxpn.com, use code FTL50, and you get 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee, and ProXPN And by the way, unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. That's ProXPN.com with code FTL50.
It's great service, and there's times when you want to be private on the internet, especially if you're heading out doing a little transactions, maybe out in a coffee shop someplace. It's a real good idea to use a VPN, whether it's on your mobile device or on your laptop.
Yes.
Going on, Trump crashed in on an emotional-laden issue with most Americans, including Republicans.
Did he crash in or cash in?
Cash. I'm sorry. Apparently there's something in my glasses. He didn't prioritize until he entered the race. So to do so, he capitalized on a couple of tragedies that bolstered his case. The first was the shooting of Kate Stinley in San Francisco's Pier 14, allegedly done by an illegal Mexican immigrant named Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez.
If we only had a total police state, then that shooting never would have happened.
Yeah, I suppose that I'm sorry, is more the more you crack down with the police, the more the crime grows. That's
really you're saying that in a total police state that there would be more crime.
Where has this total police state existed in our lifetime?
I don't know, but this one's pretty big police state as is.
London has more than a million closed circuit cameras where they can watch everybody, and they have more violent crime than the United States.
Yeah, that's true. In fact,
I don't know. I mean, where is this place?
Wasn't there a study that showed that the streetlights were better at preventing crime than a camera?
Yeah, streetlights are better than crime prevention than cameras are. I have heard in the past there were societies where crime was so low because enforcement was so strict, but I don't see any sort of modern examples that we can look at. I'm interested in any thoughts you might have. 855-450-3733.
Well, we know that the punitive criminal justice system hasn't really been particularly good at stopping people from recidivism, stopping them from getting out of prison and then continuing on with a life of crime.
Well, crime's down, and some might claim that it has to do with long prison sentences. Others would claim that it has its other factors and that sort of thing. Some would claim it's immigration the lack of immigration that has driven crime down, because people say that spikes in immigration tend to correlate with spikes in crime.
I thought I heard crime was on the rise again. Is that not true?
Like this year, there was this. I mean, if it goes low enough, it has to come up to a little bit, right?
I guess.
But yeah, violent crime's down in the United States overall, decade upon decade. Anyway, going on here, the shooting occurred in July 1st, less than a month after Trump began his campaign. The timing couldn't have been better, and Trump doubled down on the issue. Though he didn't bother to personally call Stinley's family and offer condolences or support until Stinley's brother called him out in the media. Watch the video below, and he's got a video here, obviously, of why Trump is wrong to use a woman's tragic death to criticize sanctuary city policies. New immigrants, including illegal immigrants, are less likely to commit violent crime or property crimes than U.S. citizens. There's very little evidence that crime rates are higher in sanctuary cities than in non-sanctuary cities. Trump sees, now that's comparing cities to cities.
Yeah.
If you compare cities to the country, country place, you're always going to find that cities where there are more people, there will be more crime.
Right. And there are immigrants that live in the country as well. Right. So.
Sure.
That's interesting. So what you're saying is city to city, there's the sanctuary city. And for those that don't know, the idea of this sanctuary city, the theory is that certain cities have policies that basically prohibit the police from enforcing immigration status checks, essentially, right? Like,
yeah.
To where if they come across someone who is Hispanic, they can't just, ask them for their ID or something like that.
Yeah, the idea is to sort of pare down the enforcement of immigration laws. If somebody gets arrested, obviously, once they're in the system, they can be dealt with by ICE at that point, Immigration Customs Enforcement or whatever they're called. They can be dealt with them in that way, but the city doesn't work very hard on that issue.
They're not
their priority.
There's not an immigration task force cracking down in those cities. And so the study that you just referenced says that cities that are sanctuary cities, I believe I've heard San Francisco is one of them, these so-called sanctuary cities are as safe statistically as other cities.
There's very little evidence to suggest otherwise. Mm-hmm. So suggesting that there is some little evidence to suggest that they are. And also another thing I'd like to point out about cities is, most of them don't let people have guns.
That's true.
And there are those that believe that firearm ownership tends to diminish crime. And I can tell you, here in New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, where it's relatively easy to own a firearm, crime is quite low. And if you, for instance, in these rural towns surrounding where we live here in Keene, New Hampshire, if you decide you're going to commit a burglary or something like that, you're just as likely to end up dead.
Mm.
That's just the end of the story. You don't break into people's houses that have guns. It's a bad idea.
Right. Your career will be very limited.
Yeah. Trump seized on another political opportunity in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Paris by declaring that he'd put a halt to all the Muslim immigration until we figured out what's going on, as though we don't know what's going on. Again, Trump is wrong because the U.S. government does indeed have a pretty good idea about what's going on. For a glimpse at the multi-tiered bureaucracy refugees must navigate in order to arrive here, they've got a video.
Well, this is reminiscent of an argument that some libertarians will trot out, and I presume these are the people who call themselves libertarians who support Donald Trump that are trotting these arguments out. The idea that, we just got to get our house in order. I support immigration, but just not while we have a messy government. We just need to get rid of the welfare system, and we need to make sure this is what Trump is saying. When we know what's going on, when we can get everything working right, then we'll open up the borders again. That'll work, right?
I can totally see why you would have to do something with the welfare system in order to get people on board with allowing more immigration. Now, I suggest that more free immigration is good for our economy. And I am willing to, and I would be delighted if there would be some sort of what I like to call the blue card, a form of immigration where people can come in, they can stop off at a border checkpoint, give their name, whatever identifying information they've got, date of birth, shake a piece of paper at the bureaucrat and say, I'd like to come in. And that person has no eligibility for any government programs whatever. No welfare. There's no mandating that hospitals provide them care. There's no mandating that they be provided school. Nothing. All they get to do is come here and have a better life for themselves. And I also think that they should be exempt from, minimum wage laws, that sort of thing. And that way they can compete in whatever level they wish to compete. But, I think there has to be a give and take when it comes to immigration. In order for us to see the benefits, the economic benefits of these people coming here and working hard, because that's all I want. This country was built by hardworking immigrants, not lazy, native-born like me and you, Ian, people that can't handle a full day of
workout.
I'm lazy,
that's why I went into radio.
Right. 855-450-3733.
I want to press buttons for a living.
It's 855-453 Free Talk Live. I want to hear your points on this, because I know that my beliefs are somewhat fringe. 855-453.
The Live Sunday Show.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Ian.
Yeah, Ian's sitting in the second seat tonight. 855-450-3733. We're talking about immigration, but we're using the, what is it, a rubric? Of Donald Trump here. So Reason, through their hit and run blog, has, just pointing out sort of, Trump is trotting out everything there ever has been said about bad about immigrants and just kind of throwing it all out there in a mishmash. And, a lot of things that have been said, certainly you can find individual cases of people abusing the system or whatever. But generally, when you sort of look at immigration from south of the border, it's people that are bringing value. They're working hard. They're attempting. In many cases, they're paying taxes and not even getting their returns because they have fake Social Security numbers and that sort of thing.
Immigrants are more likely to be entrepreneurs than American born
because it's hard to get a job,
or native borns.
Yep.
And it's just also not only is it hard to get a job, but think about the kind of person it takes to uproot their lives, leave everything they know, leave a place where people speak their language and come here and come somewhere else. Travel thousands of miles in some cases to get to a new place. That takes a real get-up-and-go kind of personality, so it doesn't surprise me that immigrants are more likely to start their own businesses.
Well, we can certainly look through U.S. history, and we can see that immigrants from all over the world have been a huge benefit.
Right. I'm not saying just people from Mexico or south of the border. I mean anyone from anywhere who's got the gumption to come here to change their circumstances in life like that. That's something special.
They've had bad things to say about the Germans, the Chinese, the Irish,
yep,
the Italians, and everybody, the Greeks, I mean, they come to mind. There's pretty much everybody from everywhere who's come here in any sufficient quantities has had some kind of culture clashes or whatever. And then a generation later, everybody's fine with it. Like everything was, there was no problem at all.
Yeah, they're all having babies with one another.
Yeah, what's the
great
big deal? You know, I've seen Italian people get upset with the term spaghetti bender. I can only imagine.
I don't know it.
But it's talking about the food, right? There's always food differences in any ethnicity. I can only imagine the upset they must have had in their lives with somebody who called them a spaghetti bender.
So this is like a slang term, like a spick or something like that?
Yeah, it would be something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, the big one.
Or WAP.
WAP was often without papers.
For Italians.
Yeah, for Italians. But, my wife, being of Italian descent, she's had that terminology used on her.
Spaghetti bender or WAP?
WAP, but not in a way.
I never knew what that stood for. I never. That's news to me. I learned something.
It's such a harsh term.
Yeah.
Like it ends with that hard P.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't think she's ever had it used in anger on her. But sometimes people use slang just to tease other folks. Your given last name, what is it? Your surname or that you're born with was French, and I've teased you a couple of times about being a Frenchie or a frog, it doesn't mean anything to you because you don't feel French, right?
No, and it wouldn't mean anything to me if you tease me because I'm white or have brown eyes. I mean, whatever.
There you go. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. I'm sure he's going to add to this. Ralph, your guy Trump. He's not so.
You get into me right away. But first of all, since Obama has not said anything about this, guys, let's say a prayer. Let's have a moment of silence.
What are we having a silence? That doesn't really work on the radio. What are we talking about?
Hold on a second. Let me allow me to finish, okay? Because this is a serious thing I'm going to say. A moment of silence at our thoughts and prayers goes to the family of Nancy Davis Reagan. Yeah, this elegant lady was flashed.
Oh, the just say no lady.
Yeah, the what?
The just say no lady. That was her thing, wasn't it? Just say no?
That's about that, sir, if I recall. Okay?
Yeah, didn't she create that?
But. Okay.
I think she did.
All right. But nevertheless, we mourn the law.
Not something worth remembering.
The country mourned the law of this elegant lady. Now, on to the immigration issue. That's not in the priority list of most Americans, okay? And
What's not in the priority list?
The immigration issue.
It's the biggest issue of the whole election season.
Well, okay, here.
And you're a Trump guy.
If you were going to attend a protest, what would your sign say? Now, again, this is an Esquire magazine survey, okay?
If I was going to attend a protest, what would my sign say?
What would your sign say?
My sign would say, Republicans and Democrats, leave me the hell alone, you little babies.
I would have a similar sign, but mine would say, U.S. out of NH.
Okay.
Feds go home.
That's enough already, sir. According to this survey here, garnered 36%, okay? Then we have Make English America's Official Language garnered 24%.
That's a pretty big chunk.
Hold up. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying because you can be a little hard to understand over the phone. You're saying 24% of Americans say they want English to be the official language?
They want English to be the official language of this country. Right.
You think that's an important issue?
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you that it's a very big chunk. Then we go on to the next.
Well, let's address that real quick.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
I want to talk about that real quick because I think what's important.
Hashtag, listen, hashtag Black Lives Matter. 40%.
I don't want to go on. No, put them on hold or something because I want to talk about that.
I want to talk about that English is the primary language in the United States. So I think. Here's what my take on it is. No American should have to pay to translate government documents into 180 different languages. But I would point out, Frank, listen, I would point out that New Mexico has a constitution. What's that?
His name's Ralph.
Ralph. Oh, yeah, I keep calling him Frank. Ralph, I'd point out that Mexico has a constitution that's written in Spanish also.
Thank you for pointing that out, that I don't have to play stupid English. But that is when I make a telephone call to...
Ralph. Okay, you should have to press whatever number the company wants you to press. I mean, if I call a company that, for instance, deals with people who speak whole bunches of different languages, I don't see a problem with them having different options for people to speak it.
It should be English straight all the way on the ATM machine. What should I say?
You don't know how to run a business, do you?
Right. You don't offer people options, Ralph.
Choices are a good thing.
Ralph, whatever.
Okay. Black Lives Matter, 14%. Hashtag Black Lives Matter is a hate group, 6%. So there you go, Obama. There you go.
All right. Thanks for the call,
Black
Ralph.
Black Lives Matter is a hate group.
Thanks for the call.
It doesn't sound like it's very many people consider that important at all.
Speaking the language, this idea that there should be no choices, that it should always be English, every phone prompt everywhere, every ATM machine should always be in English, is the most ridiculous ethnocentric viewpoint that you can possibly hold. It's clear that Ralph has never actually run a business, because if you're running a business, you want to make sure that you can deal with as many people as you possibly can in your business. You want to be friendly and welcoming to people who might not necessarily be on the same level as you.
I prefer, if I'm going to deal with somebody on the phone or whatever, to deal with a native English speaker. I understand why people want that. Mm-hmm. However, the inconvenience of having to listen to 3 seconds of audio from a recorded thing that says, you know, press 1 for English, press 2,
marque dos,
para español, right? Like, whatever. I mean, so what? There are people that speak Spanish in the United States.
Yeah.
It isn't an insult to you what they choose to speak. Here, if I go to a restaurant and I find a Spanish-speaking waiter, I'll often speak Spanish to them because I want to.
Yeah.
Should I lose my American card? Because I, you know.
You get charged more for the meal.
Right. I've offended some little bigot the next table over. Well, you know what? Why? Mind your own business or go to a different restaurant. You know, this is, you should be able to frequent the business you want. If there's a business that says, press 1 for English, and if you want to press anything else, go to hell because we only speak English. That should absolutely be your right.
They should be able to do
as
that,
a business owner.
You should be free to discriminate.
I am quickly going to decide once I hear that, wow, I wonder if there's somebody else who can provide me this service because these people sound like a bunch of folks that really don't want to accommodate customers.
Right.
Now, that's completely different than an American citizen being charged tax money to, you know, print government documents in every language under the sun. I wouldn't support that. I would say that, you know, they probably should be written in English or, at the very most, written in English or Spanish, maybe French. There are native French speakers in the United States. There's native Spanish speakers in New Mexico, as the Constitution was. So, you know, whatever languages people natively speak that are U.S. citizens. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs.
Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.